This is Tom Browning.
This is Pat Lackey.
This is Raquel Aurelia.
My name is Kurt Evans.
This is Rich Aurelia.
Hi, hello, and welcome, everybody. This is George Grant of the Cincinnati Reds, and welcome. You're listening to the Red Hot Broadcast on RedHotMama.com.
Welcome, baseball fans. You're listening to the Red Hot Broadcast for this Wednesday, February 14th of 2007. I'm your host, Amanda, and with me, as always, is John. Welcome to the show, Crack Technical Staff.
Wednesday?
I know.
Slacker.
I know. The show is late this week.
It's been hard to get out.
Actually, we did it on purpose because we wanted it to be a Valentine's Day show of love. Love. And it's love. It's love for our team and love for each other. Love for the podcast. Speaking of love for the podcast, do you know what this show is?
You just said it was the Valentine's Day
show.
Well,
that's
true. Yes, I got it right. I got it right.
It is the Valentine's Day show. But it is the first show after the one-year anniversary of the first show of the podcast. The very first podcast, the Red from RedHotMama.com, was on February 11th of 2006. You know why I was so insistent that we get the podcast out back on February 11th of 2006? Was because I was sure someone else was going to beat me to the punch.
And how many people have copied you?
I know. I was like, I was so concerned. It like kept me up at night. I'm like, somebody else is going to get a podcast out first, and then I'm going to look like a copycat. We have to do this now. And to this day, the Red Hot Broadcast is the only Reds-only podcast. There are a couple of other podcasts that talk about Cincinnati sports in general or that will mention the Reds in passing. But if you want all Reds news all the time.
Or, you know, once a week.
Or if you want all Reds news once a week, late some weeks, then this is the place to be, baby. And that's what we've got going on this week.
And this is episode 45, so you got, and this starts our second, the second year, I guess I'm a part of it now.
Yes. And thank
44
goodness. 44
episodes in the first year.
In the first 52 weeks.
That's not
too
bad.
Pretty darn close to getting one every week, especially because at first we weren't trying for every week.
In the first month of February we did
and
pretty
just
good.
Kind of fell apart.
Then it just... Yeah.
Well, if you listen to the first episodes...
Please don't.
Oh, they're incredibly painful to listen to. I think it's a good thing that I had that motivation, that fear of somebody else beating me, or else I never would have gotten the first one up. And for good reason. We should listen to a clip from that first episode, don't you think?
If you insist.
Okay, but don't let this scare you off, because it is pretty painful.
I think we're better than this.
It's only on for a few minutes. We'll be back.
What up, y'all? This is Red Hot Mama coming at you to talk about what's going down in Redsland the week ending February 11th, 2006. The big news this week is that we got our general manager. Wayne Krivsky, alum of the Minnesota Twins organization, doesn't have the most difficult name to spell of all the candidates. That probably would have been Muzeliak, but he ain't no Frank Wren either. I think that we all can look forward to a whole lot of mangled spelling on message boards, blog comments, blog entries for just as long as he's around.
Wow.
Ouch. Yeah, it's awful. It's awful and it's painful to listen to. And as you'll recall, the entry where I posted the podcast that first time was, is that really what I sound like? And I don't think that is really what I sound like.
No, you aren't. You're using the internal mic and the computer for the first
echoey.
Couple episodes, so it had a lot of echo to it. I didn't know the software to edit.
Yeah,
very
so there's
well yet,
really long
so there's...
pauses, and I didn't have anyone to talk to. I mean, I think like Ken Brew does a podcast of information about Cincinnati sports, and he does a pretty good job, I think, of like the listener is the person he's talking to, like he's having a conversation with the listener.
Yeah,
I can't do that. It's just I haven't been able to this point. Maybe if I really practiced, I could. But
well, it is his job.
It is his job. That's true. But having you to talk to has made that much easier. And I think that it probably shouldn't be too much of a surprise that as soon as you joined the show, the number of subscriptions to the Red Hot Broadcast went through the roof.
It's episode 11. Check it out.
Episode 11, very, very popular episode on the Red Hot Broadcast. But we've done a lot of really cool things on the podcast this
like what?
Year.
Recount our success.
Well, there was, we've talked to some interesting people. We've talked to Tom Browning, which I think was also kind of painful. But I got
that was your first interview, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. And it wasn't very good. He was great. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying anything about Tom Browning. He's a guy who loves to talk and obviously really loves the sport, but I don't think that I knew what I was doing. Not to say that I really know what I'm doing now, but at least I don't cringe to hear myself anymore. We've had Rich Aurelia on the program,
which was pretty big. Fun.
And Raquel Aurelia before that, even. We've had Bubba Crosby on the program. briefly, and John Allen.
Yeah.
Though I don't know that he really knew that I was serious, but he was on the program.
He gave
some really good answers to the questions and stuff.
Hopefully, in the next year, there'll be more people on.
I hope so. That would be very awesome.
Because as it is, we've had, what, Rich Aurelia and Bubba Crosby as the only
active players that
you've gotten to talk to.
Well, we've taken the podcast with us to games. We've taken it with us to St. Louis.
That was fun.
That was a lot of fun.
There was some humor there.
We got some smack talk in with a belly scratcher there. And we've recorded shows at games. And we'll have that opportunity going into spring training, I think, where we'll be able to record some stuff at games and send people back some interesting information from the spring training stuff. We've taken it to Reds Fest, Reds Caravan. We've recorded a lot of history, I think, with the podcast. It's like your authoritative source on pointless Reds trivia.
Reds smart aleckery.
Very nicely said. Speaking of spring training, this might be a good time to talk about the guest that we have on the program this week, which is one Mr. Russ Jenisch.
You can't...
Not Rush Jenisch, which is what I call him in the interview that we'll start here in a minute. He's the director of sports scoreboard operations, so he is in charge of the kind of the fan experience, I guess, at the ballpark. And he's got a gig going on this spring training where he's taking some cameras down to spring training. They're going to record some news clips that they'll send up to television stations in and around Cincinnati for them to include in their sports packages and keep everyone in the greater Cincinnati area up to date on what's going on with the team during spring training.
Okay, so here's the Red Hot interview with Russ Jenisch.
Welcome, baseball fans. Today on the Red Hot broadcast, we are pleased to welcome a special guest in Mr. Russ Jenisch. He's the director of scoreboard operations for the Reds. And welcome to the show, Russ.
Thanks, Amanda. I appreciate it.
You know, when the crack technical staff and I were talking about you being on the show earlier today, he kept saying that he kept wanting to pronounce your name Rush because
Not
of...
alone.
And apparently I wanted to as well because that's how I just introduced you.
All the years growing up in school, it was the same way, so you made me feel at home there.
Well, we're glad to have you on the show. You're the director of scoreboard operations for the Reds. What does that mean? What does that entail?
Well, initially, it means the entertainment in the ballpark to try to do things to during game day to kind of entertain the fans and help them to have a good time and help them to enjoy themselves at Great American Ballpark and just do all things video, all things with electronic scoreboards and all that kind of stuff. So.
That's pretty cool. I know that's a big part of my experience when I go to the ballpark.
Yeah, we hear from a lot of people, and I guess that means we've hit our goal every once in a while, and that is that the people who aren't really huge baseball fans who just come because they enjoy all the other things that are going on at the ballpark. And so we try to... hit the big fans as well, but try to capture the attention of some of those who are, not the dyed-in-wool Reds fans.
Well, sure.
Yes, there really are people like that out there.
Well, even if you're new to the game and can't, follow the pickoff throw, you can follow the baseball underneath the plates, which is Skyline Chili.
Exactly.
If nothing else,
fact,
you got that.
It's a little bit too easy, so maybe we'll try to make it a little more difficult this year.
So I understand that you are making a trip down to Sarasota this year to record something that's affectionately known as the segments for the Reds News Network. What's that all about?
Well, couple of goals here with this, and that is that I think this time of year there's a lot of people, a lot of Reds fans who want to know what's going on in Sarasota, new people, trades, who's playing well, who's perhaps not playing so well, but kind of what's going on. There are people who want Reds news all year long, and I think one of the things, one of the goals is to be able to be down there and have a presence and interview the players, shoot footage from spring training. We'll capture some of the initial games as well, the early spring training games, and provide that as a resource for Reds fans. And so to do that, but not just for here in Cincinnati, but we figure if we can, we plan on doing 10 uplinks between February 16th and March 5th, and you know, not only people in Cincinnati, but that stations in Lexington, Louisville, Dayton, Columbus, Indianapolis, Charleston, Huntington. I'm sure I'm missing some, but by putting up there on the satellite that they can download this at their or downlink it at their TV stations and make it a part of their sports broadcast at the local station.
Well, I think that you're definitely onto something there with the spring training, because running the blog year-round, like I do over at Red Hot Mama, I can tell you that the traffic spikes incredibly when spring training starts. And I haven't been a fan of baseball that long, but so when I got started, I was very surprised to see that, you know, before the sport's even being played, people are really getting enthusiastic about the games and knowing what's going on with the team.
Yeah, and I think it's the time of year, you know, the Bengals are done playing, and, you know, we do have, here in Cincinnati, obviously high school football is big, but there's basketball season going on and college basketball. But still, above all that, people care about their Reds, and they want to know what's going on. They really are passionate about it, and so if there's something that we can do to provide them with more information, entertainment, try to, you know, we're not really certain what we're going to run into when we get down there, but we hope to do a little bit behind the scenes with players and things like that, and not just make it about what's on the field, but maybe what else they do while they're in Sarasota.
So you're going to be taking down a camera crew down there. You're going to be recording news bits about the team and maybe interviewing with the players and making those packets of information available to local television stations. Do you expect it to be mostly local, or do you have national presences that are interested as well?
Well, we are sending out releases to all those who are in Reds country, all the region, and then and also the national networks as well. And I have heard back from ESPN, and they are interested in recording our feeds when we send them up, so that they have time, they can fit them in their program. I would imagine, although I don't know this, but I would imagine when spring training starts, we'll see more Baseball Tonight and that kind of programming on ESPN. And they'll be looking for content. And,
oh, yeah, they've got to appreciate you doing some of the work there for them.
Yeah, and I think that has a lot to do with it as well. If we can provide them with good content and make it easy for them to use, then you know, the reward for the Reds is we'll get the visibility nationally and you know, visibility that's positive in nature. I mean, if we're going to make sure that we're following the stories that certainly are positive about the Reds, doesn't mean that we'll ignore anything that comes up that is perceived as a negative. But certainly, we're looking for stories about things like double play combination now with Gonzalez and Phillips, and how that's going to work, and you know, new pitchers with Mike Stanton coming in, and Josh Hamilton. I mean, there's a huge story there that has potential to be just a wonderful outcome for the Reds, and it comes with its risk, but I think it's a story worth telling, how the organization tried to, or is working on having somebody kind of revitalize their baseball career.
Oh, sure.
It's a pretty good story.
The hopefully the Reds won't give you any DUIs this year. That,
yeah,
to cover.
You know, that's kind of stuff that, quite honestly, you won't find on there, but hopefully we won't have to do that. And
yeah.
Hopefully all have learned their lessons.
Well, you know, it's been a complaint for a long time, at least as long as I followed the sport, that the national networks, you know, the national media gives the coastal bias. But maybe this is the way that you can fix that. Maybe this is the way that you can help, because if they can't dedicate the time and resources to searching out the Middle America stories themselves, maybe if you provide them, they'll be able to pass them on to the public and get some public appreciation for the small market teams.
Yeah, and I agree. And again, I think especially stations in Cincinnati, we'll see a few stations come down for a couple of days, but they just can't stay here. They don't have the budgets or the time to stay for a month, and so we'll hopefully, you know, they'll take our feeds, and I don't care, let them make them look like their own. I mean, that's the whole goal, is that they don't have to tell anybody that it's from us, that we shot it, that we did the interviews. We just want to put it out there for them to use it, and again, get some exposure for Reds all throughout the month of February and the early part of March. And then once the games start, some of those are going to be televised. There'll be other ways that Reds fans can get their stories, listening to Reds games on the radio, and things like that. So that's why we're pretty much going down the early part of spring training until right after the home opener at Sarasota.
That sounds like it's going to be really interesting information. Do you have anything in particular planned, or are you just going to be following the stories as they come up?
I think we're going to try to follow the stories as they come up. I don't want to go down there and say, here's what we're going to do, and try to follow that, because, you know, the stories change all the time. And, you know, I have no idea going down there what kinds of changes to the roster there may be. I have no idea if there'll be trades. I think that there'll certainly, again, be stories about newcomers who have already been announced or traded for or acquired. And, you know, there's the typical feel-good stories about pitchers and catchers reporting, and then the position players reporting a couple of days later. And then a little bit of the process, the routine that they go through. And, you know, I hope, again, playing it by ear, maybe we can follow a player or two after their workout and see, you know, what else they do in Sarasota. How do they spend their time down there? A little more a human interest story than just stats and statistics. And then, of course, the games will follow. And those, of course, everybody's interested in how they did and who got a hit and how Homer Bailey pitched and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah. If you could actually give us a list of exactly where all the players hang out when they aren't at the stadium, that would be great, because I'm down there for a week this year, too, and you know, I wouldn't mind hitting those same watering holes.
I would imagine they probably don't want me to follow them to the watering holes, but maybe to the water holes at the golf course, or the water holes where they're throwing their bait in to do a little fishing or something. Maybe that kind of water is where we'll be near. We'll see.
So maybe television stations are going to be repackaging this these segments to make it look like they did it themselves. But we, the Red Hot Mama, the Red Hot broadcast listeners, know that this is something that you guys are providing. So what do you think that Red Hot broadcast listeners can do to encourage their local television stations to air these?
Yeah, I think it'd be great if people are aware that we're doing this, if they contact their local station and say, hey, I understand the Reds are doing some satellite feeds from Sarasota and player interviews and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, ask for the sports director and ask if they, A, were aware of it, but B, you know, if they're going to pick them up and make them part of their broadcast, let them know that they're interested in the Reds and they want more stories about the Reds this time of year.
And that's the case out there, listeners. It's not just it's not just a one-way medium anymore. You can call into your television stations and encourage them to cover the kinds of stories that you're interested in. And like Russ just said there, you know, call in and talk to your local sports director and tell them that you want to hear some more coverage of the Reds. And they can make that happen.
Yeah, and they can get a hold of our media relations director, and he can let us know that. And the other thing, too, in the kind of the notes that we've sent to these stations already, you know, we've kind of put out there, hey, or I've told people personally, hey, let me know if you need something while I'm down there. You know, Channel 12, Channel 9, Channel 5, Channel 19. If there's a story, if there's somebody you want me to interview, send me a note. I'd be happy to do it. I'd stick it on the feed, and they're going to come up with ideas that maybe I didn't think of, or they may have some things that they think are important, and, you know, we'll try to accommodate them as much as possible, and, again, try to make it easy for them to include the Reds in their and their broadcasts, and their sportscasts, and their sports shows all throughout the month of February.
Give the people what they want.
Absolutely. Give the Reds fans what they want.
Absolutely. Hear, hear, man.
I'm going to try to also put in the extra effort to have actually a voiceover and have a talent and put these things on Reds.com as well, which I'm sure you will link to.
Oh, absolutely.
So they can certainly go to your website and follow these things. You know, again, it's the first time down there. I'm assuming I'll have time to do these things and all that, so I want to as well. I know there are a lot of people who go to your site, who go to Reds.com as well, and we'll want to give them some new information as much as possible. So if I can repackage this stuff, take the interviews, and maybe they'll see things that they won't see on their TV stations, and we'll try to do maybe a little more expanded, give a little more time than what the stations might be able to do.
Well, just like all of the television stations, I'm all for you doing some of the work for me. So, yeah, absolutely, I'll take the things that you put together there and link to them on Red Hot Mama and get them out there to the Reds fan reading public, because this is the sort of stuff that we're interested in.
And I'm all for you letting all the readers to your blog know that this is going on, so that they can check back and find us.
Well, and I'm sure that they appreciate that. We're all interested in the same goal here, getting out the information and getting everyone excited and upbeat and ready for the 2007 season.
I know it may be snowing and cold and all that kind of stuff, but it is only about, 7 weeks till opening day?
Yep. I know that it's a countdown here at the Red Hot Mama House. Well, we thank you very much for being on the program. This is very interesting information. We'll be looking forward to the segments on our local news.
And I'll tell you as well, if there's something that you'd like us to check out more down there, you know how to find me.
I'm sure I can come up with something.
Except for what the favorite watering hole is. I'll probably avoid that one. But other than that, we'll see what we can do.
Well, really, thank you so much for your time, Russ. It's great to have you on the show.
Oh, you too. Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Bye.
Bye.
Pretty cool. I look forward to seeing it. I think that
call your local stations, beg.
Yeah, really, because
I wonder if they'll use all that footage. I wonder if how many stations will be using it.
Well, I think that when we went to the Reds Caravan and we talked to the guy who is from the local radio station from WLBC 104.1, he was telling us that he's been asking the Reds to come to town for 15 years and they would never come to town, and then they finally do show up and all of these Reds fans turn out. So I think that I would love to see their when they make actual efforts to extend their reach, to make themselves available to these to us in Indiana or to anyone in the outlying areas, that it would be nice to reward them for that, because I'd like to see that continue.
Yeah.
It sucks when you're trying to find some sort of like Reds merchandise or some sort of information or have some sort of activity and there's just nothing there for you. So.
It's definitely a tribute to it's definitely a bonus or a good thing that the new ownership has done. Because I know when I was a kid, Central Indiana was Reds.
Mm-hmm. It's
not now. They gave it up. It wasn't even that they lost it. They gave up. They just left.
Yeah, I don't know what the deal was with that. Why would you do that?
The mind
it's
boggles.
It's baffling. When you drive around and you see people with like White Sox bumper stickers, you're like, man, there's something wrong with that.
Yeah.
But I'm in Indianapolis and seeing people with White Sox bumper stickers.
Right.
Anyway. There's some actual Reds news this week.
What?
Yes, I know. It's crazy. And it's good Reds news.
Good Reds news.
Yeah, they avoided arbitration with Aaron Harang and signed him to a $36.5 million contract through 2010. Not bad.
That is 4 years?
Club option for 2011. Man, what is up with that guy that he's willing to take so little money? When I saw the numbers they had exchanged for arbitration and his amount was like less than I would have given him, I'm like, dude... Kudos to you, but
yeah.
What's up?
I don't know. It looked like a hell of a deal.
I mean, you know.
Well, he's going to earn millions, obviously.
Yeah.
It's all guaranteed, but still.
Like, yeah,
wow.
Really.
You could have gotten more.
Yeah, it's true. And
so he ended up accepting for next year. His salary is going to be what the Reds offered him for arbitration.
Mm, yeah, just for next year, and then it's going to
backloaded. Increase.
You think... You're probably right. I mean, what does it really matter whether you get $36 million or $41 million or $100 million? Because, you know, you're filthy, stinking rich anyway you go about it. But
still.
Nevertheless, it's kind of refreshing to see a guy not try to take the team for all that they're worth.
Still.
And then along that same vein.
It is great. I mean, and now they've got him for 4 years. That's all signed through his remaining arbitration years, plus and then some.
Mm-hmm.
And every single year with the Reds, he's gotten better. And he's entering the prime of his career as a pitcher.
Gotta love it.
And he has no injury history.
Yeah, seriously.
Knock on wood. There's nothing to dislike about it.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing. You look at people talking about it. There is not a single thing to dislike about it.
Yeah.
What bad can you say about this? There's nothing.
Nothing.
You got him for. He's a great pitcher. You got him for a heck of a deal. Awesome.
And it's not even too many years.
It's not too many years.
It's one more than my personal ideal is of 3 years for a pitcher,
but
no
for
more.
Him?
But, you know.
He's a special case.
Yeah, and especially in this market.
Oh, heck yeah. Heck yeah.
It's only four. We'll see about the fifth.
And then, maybe less than a week later, they stole...
No, that was 2 days later.
2 days later, they completely steal his thunder and extend Arroyo's contract, Bronson Arroyo's contract. He was already signed through 2008.
Right, for two more years.
Because of the contract he'd signed with the Red Sox.
The under market. He gave the Boston Red Sox the home discount, and like a month later, he's gone.
Yeah, wouldn't it? Yeah.
Don't do that, players. Don't.
Well, that's what Harang just did. You don't think they're going to trade him?
He's not saying he gave him a home discount.
I guess that's true. Maybe he would have. Maybe he would have taken less from someone else. I don't know. but he was already signed through 2008, and then they extended him through 2010 for a total of $33.07 million, which is just a little bit less than the $36.5 million that they're giving Harang for that same amount of time. Plus, they've got the club option for 2011. Also, not a whole lot to dislike about this deal. It's good. I'm not as crazy about it as the Harang deal for a couple of reasons. For one thing, we haven't seen him enough yet to know that he's that good.
That's my thing.
I mean, we've only had him in 1 year, and he was badass for the first like third of it. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that. If he'd been that way the whole year, I'd probably be all over it. But
right.
He was only that way for the first third of the year, and then he kind of sucked for the second middle, third of the year.
The middle portion of the year was just terrible.
He was pretty...
He started getting it back toward, right at the end.
He wasn't as bad as the numbers show because he had some
he had a
saves
lot of
like
luck,
that,
too.
Yeah. Oh, he did have a lot of luck. Yeah, you were telling me that you had looked up something on him.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's very clear. That's going to help. That's really going to make our
batting
listeners...
average on balls in play.
Oh, okay.
It was like about 25, 26% of the people reached.
Ah.
Where I think the average is... around 30%.
Anything
less than that indicates there's a lot of luck. However, the Reds have a much better infield defense going into 2007, so maybe it won't be.
That's true. And then the last third of the year, he was pretty much what I kind of expect him to be going forward. And not to say that that's not worth signing him on, but it seems like we already had him through 2008.
For two more years, it seems like.
Why extend him
do that?
Through 2010? But maybe, you know, I don't know.
But you know, in an ideal world, you've got Harang who continues to get better. You got Arroyo who continues to be slightly above average, and you get Bailey up maybe at the end of this year.
Truly told,
takes his lumps and is awesome going into next year.
That would be pretty freaking awesome. That would be sweet. Yeah.
And the good thing about Arroyo and Harang's deals is that they don't go into effect this year. They're still earning nothing.
Yeah, that's
this
true.
Year. And then starting next year when things start increasing for them, Milton's no longer on the team.
Ah, that's true. So you got him off the books. And you think that he'll be off the team?
Yes.
You don't think that they'll they'll bring him back?
No,
they might bring him back.
Definitely.
They might bring him back for like $500,000. I don't know. I think it depends a lot on his performance this year going into 2007.
I don't know. I can see him tanking again, or I can see him like just being... badass
because he's in his
contract year.
Yeah, he was kind of badass from time to time last season. Yeah, so you never know if he's got his legs under him and he's all strong.
We can hope because that would be three pitchers.
And one thing you do got to like about both Harang and Arroyo is that they do not have a lot of problems with injuries. Again, with a knocking on wood, and that's such a change of pace from like the Cubs when they had put so much emphasis on Pryor and Wood and. And yeah, a couple of studs at the top of the rotation. If ever they could keep themselves their arms and legs from just dangling by wires. I don't even know what their problems
are. That's
okay.
We don't have to worry about them.
That's true. Well, that's true. It sounds like the Cubs aren't even really counting on them.
No.
Being a factor.
I meant we didn't have to worry about the Cubs.
We don't. I don't know about that. Anyway. So there's a lot to be excited about, I think, as far as the pitching goes going into 2007. A lot to be, people give some respect to Harang and Arroyo. You go and read what people have to say about the Reds, and they're like, oh, yeah, they got two good pitchers, and then they'll complain about the rest of the rotation. But, the thing is, they aren't just two good pitchers. These were, like, the two best pitchers. If you were to look at, things like the strikeouts and the innings pitched and the overall ERA, it was really ridiculous that they didn't get any.
And wins.
It was really ridiculous that they didn't get any consideration when you're talking about Cy Young. And
yeah, Harang should have at least gotten one vote.
So they're just kind of flying under the radar. And, really, I don't mind too much. If they want to be kind of quietly awesome, it's okay with me.
Okay.
So what else is going on in baseball news outside of just strictly Reds land?
On an episode of the Jerry Springer Show last month.
Yeah.
Noted Chicago White Sox catcher A.J. Pierzynski appeared.
I think I heard about this.
He wasn't a guest, though. No, no, no. He was a security guard.
That's awesome. So what? Why?
I don't know. But my first response to reading this was, the Jerry Springer Show is still on?
Yeah, that's a good point.
I thought it had been off the air for years now, but apparently not. And then followed by, why on earth is Brzezinski breaking up fights? He usually starts them.
Yeah.
I don't know why he was there. It didn't really...
Why was he... He could have just been a guest. I don't know. Maybe that would be in violation of a contract or something. Maybe he's not allowed to show up on daytime talk shows, you know, as a guest or speak.
Maybe. I mean, he was just kind of without fanfare. He was just there. And...
Sweet.
Yeah, I don't know.
The only thing he needed to do is get, like, Harang doing that. Because he'd be a pretty imposing presence. He's up at his 6'7".
Very quiet, but towering over
he'd
everyone.
Like, he's massive.
Kind of like Lurch.
Yeah, exactly. It'd be like Lurch. That's pretty intimidating. What else you got?
Oh, one other one. This one's about the Cardinals. There's trouble in paradise.
Oh, my.
Uh-huh.
I mean, they're still partying, right? I don't
think that they... Oh, there's trouble.
Okay, what is it?
Catcher Yadier Molina, of course, because who else would it be? He hasn't given the ball he caught at the end of the World Series back to closer Adam Wainwright, even though he promised to. He caught it, pocketed it, took it home.
They had to cut it in half, give half to each.
Yeah, that's very wise.
Thank you.
There's your biblical reference. Yeah, so they're kind of playfully fighting back and forth.
Oh, yeah. He gets ass kicked when he shows up to spring training.
I don't know. Have you seen Wainwright? There's no way he's kicking Molina's butt. No.
Yeah, Molina's kind of a thug.
Yeah. So you know this is only making the newspaper because the Cardinals haven't made any real moves this offseason.
Yeah, haven't done jack. They have not done jack.
They're coasting. They're coasting on their world championship.
I think that maybe they didn't realize that they have to play again.
Yeah.
Like maybe it's sort of like...
We're done. We won.
Well, we won. What? What? We have to play again? Whoa,
still,
shoot.
You know it's going to be enough to fill Busch Stadium for most home games.
Oh, yeah, for crying out loud.
They best fans in baseball, my ass.
Yeah, whatever.
That's all.
You know, when you follow the team that doesn't win, I think that perhaps should play into...
What are you saying about Cubs fans here?
Well, I think that they might be masochistic.
I hope they get 100 years. I really do. That'd be awesome.
I think that they could. I think they could do it. I think that, I think that they might go like 103 years. It might be something like that. I get right to like 103 and then some strange number like that.
Some weird, odd number.
Where you forgot
about it. Prime number.
Yeah. It's 103 prime.
I think so.
I think it is.
Huh. All right.
Yeah. Very good. Well, I think that's all that we've got for this week, isn't it?
Yes.
All right. Well, we'll have next week. We've got Pirates preview, so we can look forward to that. Continue talking about the teams in the division, and then we'll find out why the Pirates think that they're going to be finishing higher than the Reds next year.
Oh, that does sound entertaining.
Yeah, I think it's because they have to think something.
It's spring training. It's optimism.
Yeah, that's right.
We're going to be fifth.
Everyone's in first.
Fifth.
Okay. Well, so until then, until next week, keep on hanging in there and go
Reds! Red Hot Broadcast, the only All Reds weekly podcast, sounds much better than it did a year ago. Subscribe to our show via iTunes and write a review of the program to let us know what you think. And to share your thoughts with other Reds fans, visit the show's site at red-hot-mama.com.
Am I ready?
Get that frog out. Ribbit!
That's what she said.